rest of the story. Sergeant Frank Carafa heard the barrage of machine gun fire followed by a terrible scream. He looked up, and out there in the wide open field beyond their cover was Frank's platoon leader, shot up bad. He was a recently arrived replacement officer, this handsome young lieutenant. He'd been trying to get close enough to lob a grenade into a German machine gun nest, but the Nazis got him first. And then suddenly Sergeant Frank Carafa heard his own name. It was the new platoon leader calling for help. Frank said, "I'm going to go out and bring him back." His buddies tried to discourage him. Indeed, there was nothing but 50 yards of open space between safety and the fallen lieutenant. The Germans had a clear field of fire on potential rescuers. "Better sit tight, Sarge," one of the comrades advised. But Frank could not bear the thought of one more fellow soldier dying out there in the dust. So trembling and sweating, he crawled out into the Nazi gun sights. Once again, the machine guns opened fire. Frank scrambled to four other fallen soldiers, all but one dead. Then, running broken field under a hail of lead, he reached his platoon leader. This was Frank's last good look at him. No way this poor fellow was going to make it. But just in case, Frank Carafa would drag the lieutenant back to safety. 50 yards out, 50 yards back. The Germans blasting away, but Frank should not have made it. Somehow, though, he did. A painkiller was hypoed into the shattered, bleeding soldier Frank had rescued. Hastily, the letter M was smeared on his forehead with his own blood. That was a warning to medics that more morphine may stop his heart. The sarge cradled the young lieutenant in his arms for a moment. He could hear the sounds of soft weeping swell into bitter sobbing. The tears were Frank's tears. And this is the rest of the story. Now it's 41 years later. A reunion of the United States Army's 10th Mountain Division. The talk came around to Hill 913 back in Italy and to that harrowing encounter with the enemy on a rocky field April 14 of 45. And then Sergeant Frank, he's now 65, remembers the letter M scrawled in blood, and suddenly there standing before him is the comrade whose forehead once bore that sign. And the old soldier is saying, "If it hadn't been for you, Frank, I wouldn't be here today." And now Frank Carafa is crying again. See, the sarge had never been very good with names, and the wounded lieutenant, the lieutenant whose life he had saved, was new to the platoon. So for 41 years, whenever that awful image invaded his mind, that picture of a handsome young man torn up by machine gun bullets, the young officer bearing the scarlet letter inscribed with his own blood, whenever Frank Carafa remembered him, he somehow recalled a Lieutenant Doyle. Never realizing until that reunion of the 10th Mountain 4 decades later that he had saved the life of Lieutenant Robert Dole. That's right. Senator Bob Dole. And tomorrow, who could even guess what might be the rest of the story?